Hello, everybody. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. And, of course, Daily Rants and Raves is part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network. And although we've been doing a tremendous number of podcasts in and around the ISE show, which is coming up next month in Amsterdam, we are pausing that right now to talk about something that I wrote about just last week, where my headline said, "Could this change everything in projection?" That's a pretty bold statement. So I actually asked the person, I think, who caused me to write that headline, because I read about his technology and his product, to join me. So I'm joined on the on today's podcast with Walter Burgess. Walter Burgess is actually the VP of Sales and Engineering at a company called Power Technology. Walter, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Well, I appreciate you joining me. And listen, this is a big deal. You have something called the Illumina Light Farm, and I want to jump right into it. Give me a synopsis of what that is.
Well, the Illumina Light Farm builds on our previous light engine product that we introduced last April. And this light farm has the ability to generate lots of lumens and deliver that to multiple locations throughout a theater or other installed environment.
Yeah, and so what's neat about this, or I guess by the synopsis I'd give to our readers / listeners here, is that this is like a giant laser power supply that has the capability of generating as much as 250,000 ANSI lumens and distributing it as laser light to many projectors simultaneously at whatever light output you want. Is that the best sort of short form description of it?
Absolutely. So if you have a cinema with 14 screens, one of them 60,000 lumen premium large format, you know, maybe a 30,000 lumen 3D system, and a handful of smaller 10,000 lumens projectors, this light source covers all of those projectors from a central location.
And you can vary the amount of light output based on what you need, based on the size of the theater itself and the distance, the throw ratio, and how much light, ambient light, is in the room, and so on and so forth, right?
Absolutely. It's completely customizable. We tend to customize in increments of 5,000 lumens. And if that's too many lumens, we can just dial the output lumens power down and give you just the right amount of light and put it exactly where you need it, which is on the screen.
So here's the logical next question, because, I mean, I think for a theater, this is a no-brainer. But now let's take a look at the entire commercial AV industry. So we have all these multi-projector installs. For example, you walk into any casino in Vegas, and you see, you know, dozens of projectors in the sports book. You go into a lot of retail applications, and you see video walls being projected. You look at the entertainment venues where they're doing image mapping on water and the sides of buildings and things like that. How long or how easy is it to integrate your technology into that? In other words, I know you have to work with the projector companies, but isn't that the next logical progressive step?
Yeah, I mean, any place you have multiple projectors, this product can every home video installation or every boardroom, because we really need to avoid the single chip DLP projectors with a color wheel. That's just not a compatible technology. But any three chip projector with high ANSI lumens can be converted. And if you have 10 or 20 of those in a single location, you're probably spending a lot of time in maintenance, changing those bulbs. And if you're doing edge blending, spending 10 times as much time probably realigning the edge blending, and we can eliminate all that. We can eliminate the bulb cost, which are hundreds or $1,000+ a bulb. We can eliminate all that realignment labor. So there's a real significant return on investment for theaters or for locations that have 10 or 20 or 40 or 50 projectors in a single location.
And for those of you who don't understand the impact of this or may not understand the impact directly to you, check this out. You're actually hiring right now. You want to hire somebody who knows, you're looking to hire multiple people who know large venue projection or large format projection to go out and sell your technology and help you get the product and the technology in the market and explore new market opportunities, right?
Absolutely. I've got two positions open for projector evangelist, people to go out, find the customers that have the desperate need for this product and don't know that it exists yet. So there are two positions available for people with cinema or theater background or large venue projection background. We're hiring today for those positions.
So for those of you who have not seen the story, I mean, you should go read the story, and I explain why I think it's a big deal in our market. It's called Could This Change Everything in Projection? You go to ravepubs.com. It's an article I wrote last week, getting a lot of feedback through social media and comments on it. And I link over to a little video that you made. It's about a 3-minute long sort of what is a Lumina light farm, how does it work video. And it shows a picture of your rack system. And that all is on your site, which is powertechnology.com, powertechnology.com. So if you want more information, you can go to ravepubs.com or powertechnology.com. Walter, I wish you the best of luck. I understand that it's potentially you're going to be presenting this at Infocom too, right?
Yeah. The Display Summit, our Infocom seminar there, we've been invited to present. I don't know exactly what form that's going to take yet, but we're honored to be asked to present there.
So you'll be at Infocom at the Display Summit, and I'm sure you'll be walking the show floor and talking to a number of the manufacturers about possibly. And what about that brings up another point before we go. What's the possibility of getting manufacturers to build projectors specifically for you? Meaning, why wouldn't they build projectors without light engines and just make them plug and play to your system?
Well, that sounds like a great idea. In fact, we've announced that we're partnering with NEC to do exactly that. They have the 1040L projector that's purpose-built for laser-illuminated projection, and they've introduced that into the cinema industry, and we've partnered with them for that. But other manufacturers are designing new projectors all the time that just have a fiber optic input where you can put in your light source of choice. So Christie's made laser heads or projector heads, as they call them. But for now, we're just looking to conserve that capital that people have already spent and retrofit their existing projectors.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you joining me because I know that to a lot of people listening, this may not be relevant to them because they're doing boardroom, conference room, training room installs. But at some point in time, they're going to be brought into a multi-image system. And I already gave you some examples of those, and I think that this should be in the front of everyone's mind because I think this is a different concept for building a system. So I appreciate it, and I look forward to learning more about it in the future. And again, you can check it out at powertechnology.com. Walter, thank you very much for joining me today.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be on your podcast.
Well, thank you very much, and everybody, thanks for listening. You've been listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Y'all have a great day.